Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the Believer's Authority was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
God speaks through people. You can be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Many of the things that happen, it's God doing things, and we miss God all of the time because we're just humanistic, thinking, well, that person was nice to me. I wonder why they did that. And you don't even recognize that God inspired it. Jesus is saying, Peter, this isn't you. This is my Father that gave you this revelation. You know, I was talking to my mother recently. She's 96 years old, and she's been on her deathbed for 3 years. And they say that she can't live through the night 3 or 4 years ago, and she just keeps hanging on. Every time I see her, she says, I'm sorry it's taken me so long to die. And I said, you don't have to apologize. Amen. But anyway, I was talking to my mother at Christmas time, and she was asking me about the ministry, and I was telling her about things that are happening, and she was just so blessed, and she says, you know that's God. And I said, yes, I know it's God. And she says, you aren't smart enough to do this. She says, it's God. And I said, you're right. I admit it. Amen. But anyway, she was saying basically that, you know what, this was God inspired. God has His anointing on you. God is blessing you. And I agree. It is God that's flowing, and God moves through people. Well, this same person, Peter, just moments later, right after this, after Jesus said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you. Just moments later, he started telling them, he says, we're going to go to Jerusalem, and they're going to take me, and they're going to crucify me, but I'll rise from the dead the third day. And Peter turns around and look at this in verse 22. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, that shall not be unto thee. Talking about, I'll never let them take you. They won't crucify you. And Jesus turned around and said unto Peter. He was talking to Peter. He says, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of man. He turned around and he spoke and said, Satan, talking to a person. We aren't wrestling against flesh and blood. People are being inspired by God and being inspired by the devil, and most of us are missing this, and we're fighting on only a human level. And when we do turn to the Lord, we turn to the Lord without any sense of authority and just beg Him, oh God, would you please turn this situation around, not realizing God gave you the power to do this. You can take your authority. You can rebuke. You can bind those spirits. You can make things change. Most Christians today are just wimps. We're so apologetic. We feel so inadequate, like, oh, I couldn't say anything at work. What would they think about me? You know what? You ought to have the attitude. They're the ones that are weird. They're the ones that are perverts, not us. They ought to feel strange. You shouldn't feel strange for standing up and saying, hey, God made them Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Amen. They ought to feel weird for being a homosexual, not us. I'm not mad at them. There's grace and forgiveness and mercy, but I'm saying, you know what? That's not the way that God made it. I shouldn't have to be the one that's on the defensive and afraid of what I'm saying. They're the ones that ought to feel strange. You ought to recognize your power and authority and in love. Now, I'm not talking about being religious and beating people up, but in love, sit there and speak the truth and tell people the truth and tell them the word. You know what? When you get bold like that, it causes it. People respect that. People respond positively. Now, there will be rejection. I'm not saying you'll have 100% response because Jesus had people come out against Him and eventually crucify Him. So, yes, there will be opposition, but you'll find out there's a lot of people that if we would quit being apologetic and fighting in the natural realm and recognizing that this is a spiritual thing, and instead of backing down to the devil, just stand your ground. Just tell people the truth. Tell them that this is wrong. Speak up. Take your authority. Recognize that we're in a spiritual warfare. Brothers and sisters, this nation is moving in a wrong direction morally. There are terrible things going on in this nation, and you know why that's happening? Primarily is because the believers are timid and shy, and we will not stand for truth. There are some of you that work in places that your co-workers would be shocked to find out that you're a Christian, baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues and believing healed. They wouldn't believe it in a million years because you have given no indication of it. I'm not saying that to condemn you, but I'm saying, you know what? You're timid. You're shy. You aren't taking your authority. And one of the reasons you have that attitude is because you don't know what you've got. We think that we are nothing. And we're just waiting on God and asking God to do something, not realizing God put that power on the inside of you. Do something. Do something. Stand up. Say something, even if you're wrong. You know, I don't always do this properly, and I'm really posh now compared to what I used to be. Some of you think that I'm brutal now. You should have seen me a long time ago, amen. I'm really loving now. You know, when Jamie and I first got started, I kind of hesitate to tell this because many of you are going to be mad at me. And I'm not saying I did this perfectly, but it illustrates the point that when we were just getting started, our son Josh was only 1 year old and he'll be turning, 35 this month. And so this was 34 years ago. We were standing on healing and my mother had just started trying to believe God for healing. And she tried and tried to resist a cold and it didn't work and she failed. And so she was half believing that this was all fake and it didn't work. And so anyway, she had just come off of this failure. She was just a little bit bitter. She thought I was a little bit out there. And she invited us to go on a vacation to the Smoky Mountains. And Jamie and I didn't have any money, and so she offered to pay everything, so we said, fine. Joshua was 1 year old, and my mother, when we started out, she says, oh, keep him away from me. I've had this cold. He's going to catch my cold. He'll be sick. Now, we don't believe in that. We believe in healing, and our kid wasn't going to get sick. And so I just politely said, he's going to be fine. He will not catch your cold. In the name of Jesus, he's healed. It's no problem. My mother just kept speaking negative. She says, we don't have money to do this. And I said, if you don't have the money, turn around. I don't have any money. I said, I can't help you. And she says, oh, I've got plenty of money. But she was just negative. And then she was doing this. And she, when he was sitting in front of the air conditioner, oh, he'll catch a cold. And I said, he's not going to catch a cold. And I just, every time she'd say something, I'd counter it and try and speak the opposite. Anyway, that very first night, we stopped in a hotel room and we were all staying in the same room and we had a little crib for Joshua. And we went to bed and about 11 o'clock, Joshua woke up with this croup in his throat that you could have heard in the next room. And so I got up and I prayed in tongues over him and rebuked this and spoke healing and he was fine within about 20 minutes or something. So I'd lay him down, go back to bed. And in 30 minutes, he woke up with this croup again. And I did that like a yo-yo up and down. And from about 11 until 2 or 3 in the morning. And finally, one time on my way back to bed, after I'd gotten him back to sleep, the lights were off. My mother was laying in his bed. And she said, admit it, Andy, he's sick. And I got right down in her face and I said, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind your confession. I refuse to listen to your unbelief. I said, my son will not be sick. I reject everything you're saying. And he never got up again. He never was sick. And my mother didn't speak to me for 2 days. We were on vacation, just having a wonderful time, and she wouldn't talk at all. And when she finally did speak, she says, I'm sorry you think I'm the devil. And I told her, I said, Mother, you know I don't think you're the devil. But I said, that was the devil speaking through you. That was unbelief. That's exactly what Jesus did with Peter. And some of you is, oh, I would never do that. That's the reason that you're sick. It's true. There's a lot of you that, you know what, if I was to walk into your house and go to saying, you're going to fail, you're going to be sick, cancer's coming upon you, your finances are falling apart, you're going to lose your... And if I just started speaking curses over you, you wouldn't let me do it. But you'd let your mother-in-law do it. Because you don't want to offend her. You got to make things work. And you would just allow them to speak death. That's why you're having problems. It's true. It's true. I had a guy call me one time. He had been in the hospital in intensive care. And while he was in intensive care, the Lord spoke to him and says, if you'll call Andrew Womack over to your house, he'll tell you why you can't get healed. And this guy had something wrong that he couldn't eat stuff. And so he would just literally be starving and dehydrated. And he'd have to go into the hospital and they'd put him in intensive care for a while. And it had happened either two or three times. And he was struggling. And so he called and asked me to come over. I went over. As we were walking in, his mother-in-law was walking out. And I said hi to her. And we walked in and sat down. He told me this story. And he says, so God told me you would have my answer. I said, I don't have a clue. I said, I don't know what's going on. I said, let's pray. And so Jamie and I, with his family, we prayed. And 10 seconds into the prayer, the Lord said, it's his mother-in-law. And so I just stopped and I said, this was your mother-in-law that was just leaving as I came in. He said, yeah. And I said, what's the deal? And he said, oh, man. He says, we used to be in the Way International, which was a cult. And he said, we were just so far out there. We did so many dumb things. And she saw us nearly kill ourselves and our children. And she thinks that we're in a cult now, that we're baptized in the Holy Spirit. And she comes over here and says, this is foolishness. You're all going to be sick, nothing. And he started telling me what she said. And I said, that's the problem right there.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on The Believer's Authority. The Believer's Authority is available for the very first time in book form and can be ordered through bookstores nationwide. Or you can receive a copy when you send a gift of any amount for the work of this ministry. Request book R327 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish version is also available. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series RM234 or DVD series R3205 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, I'm really limited in trying to get my point across. You need to hear this in its entirety. That's why I'm advertising the materials that we're offering. But also our website is a great place for you to go and get much more teaching on this. We have television programs, radio programs right there that you can view and listen to on our website. I have hundreds of my teachings available as free downloads. I have my Bible commentary available on the website. We've just got a wealth of information, so please check it out. And I believe that you'll find it to be one of the best websites out there.